The name's Walker, servant to Mr. Vilkins.
Trotter, Joe Trotter, may I speak?
Are you, as the gentleman said when he pushed his wife over Beachy Head?
Mr. Walker, I'm desperate. I have a bad place, sir. And my master, Mr. Charles Fitzmarshall, is going to run away this very night with a rich heiress from Miss Tompkins' boarding school for young ladies on the New Market Road.
Now then. Tears never yet wound up a clock or worked a steam engine.
You see, what it needs is for some respectable gentleman to take the matter up. But I'm a stranger here and know no one.
You don't, but I do.
I never heard so wicked a story. You did right to come to me, Trotter. But how can we prevent this crime?
I think I see a way, Mr. Wilkins. Mm-hmm. My master and I will be secreted in the kitchen at 10:30. Now, if you were hidden in the back garden, I could let you in, and you would be in time to frustrate the designs of this bad man by whom I have been unfortunately ensnared.
But Trotter, how shall I get over the garden wall?
Your servant will give you a leg up.
My servant will give me a leg up?
You climb on my shoulders.
Yes, capital. Then you can ease me gently over the wall.
All aboard, sir. Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
I extricated myself from a thorn bush and lurked until the church clock struck 10:30.
It's Mr. Wilkins, Trotter. Open up.
Who's there?
Oh, bless my soul. A female.
I shrank back into the shadows and impersonated a cat.
Meow.
Puss? Puss. Come inside. Oh, well, it's going to rain.
Dear me, she's right. I cannot stand under a tree in a thunderstorm. I shall throw caution to the winds. Miss Tompkins! Mister, you must prevent a dastardly plot. Open up, I say.
The door was flung back, and before me stood a thin schoolmarm in curl papers.
Ah! It's a man! What do you want?
I want you, ma'am.
You shall not have me! No!
No, Miss Tompkins, I am here to prevent a conspiracy. Captain Fitzmarshall is a charlatan who intends to elope with a rich heiress. I have it all from Trotter.
Fitzmarshall? Mm. Trotter? Never heard of him. You're a lunatic. I shall call an officer.
Never heard of him? I fear I may have been duped.